welcome to Entrepreneurs Rising. This is a summary episode. What does that mean? Well, it means this week we interviewed a guest. And so our last episode, we interviewed Mike Rhodes. And Mike's a guy that I've known for well over a decade. He is very well known and respected, especially in the marketing circle. His expertise particularly is in the world of Google Ads, but that's not what we were talking about. We weren't talking about Google Ads. We were talking about AI because as an ad guru, he's a bit of a data geek. He loves getting into it. And for for a long period of time, he and I have been having conversations about artificial intelligence and the impact that that will have in businesses and society. And now we're living in a time in history where right now in the last 6 or so months, there's been a huge explosion of interest in artificial intelligence across the broader community. And, you know, it's talk of use in schools. It's just, I'm talking about the rise since ChatGPT in November 2022, when it became public and available for people to start playing with. It's really changed the narrative of what AI can do and how many people are talking about it. And that's why I wanted to get Mike on the show. So, a couple of things. If you haven't listened to the full episode, we did go a little bit longer. You'll need about an hour and 10, hour and 20 to really sink your teeth into it. You can always double speed it, bring it down to half the time. But I do encourage you to go and listen to the episode, not once, but actually twice, because we talked a lot. And frankly, I think if you're not getting across this AI stuff, you know, your ability to stay competitive in the business landscape is going to be hampered and you're going to be overtaken by competitors who are familiar with this stuff. So if you've kind of stayed on the fringes and not gone deep into understanding what's possible, you don't have to know how to use the tools, but you need to know what's possible and what's happening out there. Listen to that episode where we go deep. Now, to save you some time though, that's what this episode is for. This is a quick summary and some of my biggest lessons and takeaways from the conversation. If this is your first time listening, then this might be an interesting episode for you. If it's you're a long-time listener, thanks for coming back. Great to have you. Let me tell you a couple of things about how you can find Mike if you want to learn more about him, apart from listening to the longer interview episode. You can find Mike at agencysavvy.com. He actually coaches agencies. So if you have a digital marketing agency in particular, maybe you're an SEO agency, an ads agency, YouTube agency, if you've got an agency and you're looking for help to grow and scale, then you should check out agencysavvy.com. That's where Mike helps coach and grow other agencies. If you're not an agency, but you're a digital marketer, digital marketing company, you're a marketing company or a company that wants to sell more with Google Ads in particular, then you should go and check him out at websavvy.com.au. Now we'll have all these links in the show notes, but websavvy.com.au, if you can't find that exact URL, if you type that into Google, you'll be able to find Mike there. His whole company can help you really master Google Ads. He's written the book on Google Ads, literally. So, he and his team are someone you definitely want in your corner, especially if you're in the e-commerce and shopping space. And so that kind of brings me into some of the key takeaways. And one of the first things that we talked about, ultimately kind of one of my big takeaways was, if you're an e-commerce company, meaning you know, you've got a Shopify store or you're selling things through Google Shopping, like you're selling a physical product, you should be using AI right now because it is just primed for you. There are tools that will write your product descriptions for you. There are tools that can create the product images for you. In fact, this whole conversation between Mike and I started because he did a post on Facebook talking about a website called thismodeldoesntexist.com. You should check it out. Basically, there's these AI tools that can generate complete people that don't exist who are, you know, beautiful, modeling, wearing products. This is a model that an e-commerce company could have, having a handbag or some clothes on it or whatever you might be needing modeled. And it's all AI generated. There's no photo shoots required. There's no makeup artists. There's none of all the ins and outs that go into normally a model shoot. AI can generate this. There's also product... if you've got more of a physical product like a watch or a little, you know, drink thing Mike was talking about, where you can just describe, well, what do you want to be in the background? No photo shoots required, no Photoshop. You just prompt in, explain to this what you want in the background. Maybe you want a beautiful waterfall. And then all of a sudden, there is your product sitting, hovering over this pool of water with a waterfall in the background and this nice, luscious green, the kind of things you would see in a magazine that typically would cost thousands and thousands of dollars to create. It can be done within minutes and seconds utilizing these tools. So basically, the ease in which you can use AI if you have an e-commerce product-based business is huge today. Today. So if you're an e-commerce company and you haven't explored these tools, start looking at it now. One of the next things we talked about, and this was actually a real, this was a real moment that I had to write this down when he said it. This is the worst the technology will ever be. So we were talking about, you know, we kind of all go, oh, well, you know, it's a bit funny. Sometimes it makes the eyes funny, or it gives you seven fingers instead of five. And it's just not quite right. It's not usable yet. And so there are people out there, maybe you, who, you know, you've looked at it or you've seen some of the outputs of these AI and you go, nah, it's not good enough. You know, that blog post isn't good enough, or that image is not, no one's going to want that, or the voice still sounds a bit robotic. And you're kind of going, dismissing it and going, oh, no, no, there's no, nothing to see here. Remember that this is the worst this technology will ever be. And the speed at which AI technology in particular is moving in the last 6 months, the speed of which we've seen innovation, because it's not just companies, big companies like Google and OpenAI and Facebook that are doing the innovation. They've got these huge groups of open source, just individual developers who are happily hacking away and trying to find novel use cases and solve problems. And so there are millions of people around the world pushing this technology forward. There's not really much we can do to slow it down. We did try to talk on the episode, Mike and I, we tried to talk a bit about the idea of that there's this been call for a pause of development in this AI space. And frankly, that's not really logistically possible. Like, I get where they're coming from, and so does Mike, but really the logistics of that, even if the big players put a pause, it's not going to stop the little players, the individuals who are still out there pushing away on this technology. So really, the technology cannot be slowed down. It is coming and it's getting better every single day. We're talking potentially months from now, some of the things that we've talked about in the last episode on the interview that'll be solved. It's really moving at that kind of speed. So you really just take a moment to let it sink in that all of this technology is the worst it will ever be right now. It's just going to improve and get better at producing those outputs, producing the music, creating the graphics, writing content. People are just going to constantly be improving this. So you've got to pay attention. And that kind of brings me to, I guess, one of my third takeaways was there's a competitive advantage. It's quite clear right now. If you're jumping on this stuff, you have a competitive advantage. Whether you're baking these tools into your product, like Automation Agency, we now have AI copywriting as a service to our clients. That is a competitive advantage that we didn't have last year. Like December last year, we didn't have the ability to do that. We launched our first version in January, and then we had a new updated version come out at the end of May. So, and we're still innovating. We're still trying to improve and make it a better product. So there's a competitive advantage on what we're delivering our clients, but there's also a competitive advantage internally in how we're utilizing these tools to try and get either work for clients done or even just our own back-end work done. But that competitive advantage window, I believe you probably got a max of 2 years. That's my belief. Mike, he seems to think it's probably a little bit shorter, maybe towards the end of the year, maybe a little bit over that. So we could both be wrong. He might be right. I might be right. Only time's going to tell. But ultimately, there is a competitive advantage window. If you can take advantage of it, go for it. But once that window's closed, it'll be a matter of just you have to have this. There's no advantage to having it. Like if you don't have it, you're at a disadvantage. And you now need to be just level playing field with everyone else. You have to be utilizing and having some form of artificial intelligence in your business. And you probably will, because by then, a lot of your tools you already use have probably baked bits in to try and make your life better. Like Google, Gmail, they're rolling out all their new workspace initiatives with AI. So is Microsoft. So it will probably have naturally happened for your business anyway. One of the big things that Mike said, and it really made me pause and think, was that if you and your team aren't getting at least a 30% bump in productivity by the end of this year from AI tools, you're being left behind. Really think about that. You know, I've got my team utilizing these AI tools, various different tools. In fact, I'm sure my team are sick of me. We've got a channel in Slack that I constantly am sending links and to blog posts and to new tools that I've found. And I'm sure they're getting sick of it. Frankly, if I was on the receiving end, I would be getting sick of it too. But I'm doing it because it's like I'm looking for trying to find these productivity options, and I want them to be exposed to these tools. I hadn't really put a number on it though. And I think that 30% is a good benchmark that I'm going to go back to my team with and go, hey, we need to look at how we perform right now across all these different areas in the business. And we need to specifically be targeting to get a 30% or more increase in productivity in each one of these areas of our business. And how can we leverage technology with some of these emerging technologies to achieve it? So I really like that he put a number on it. I don't know where he got that number from. It could have just been a statistic he made up out of thin air, but I really like it. So I'm going to at least try and implement that in the business and see how we go. I encourage you to do the same. One of the other things we mentioned, you know, I've talked about e-commerce is it's a clear, obvious winner of using AI today. We did talk about some of these maybe other industries that aren't aware of it, or they might be aware of it, but he's like, we're very privileged to be in an online, in very high intensive online marketing world, online business world, where we're a lot of speed of sharing these tools and we see other people. And so it motivates us or even sometimes scares us to feel like we need to keep up. But, you know, if you're an owner of a manufacturing business and you've been running your business the same way for 20 years, the owner of that business and their upper management is probably not sitting around going, how can I use ChatGPT in my business? That's just not even in their awareness. So there's going to be some slowness on the fringes. While there'll be fast adoption in certain industries, there's going to be slow adoption in other industries. But that creates a window of opportunity for you is if you're not in business yet, or you know, you're looking for some other areas you can take your business into, is if there are some of these probably slower moving industries that you could take some of this AI technology and bring it to them, or find a way to compete with those businesses and really have that competitive advantage. So look for those opportunities in where are the slow movers in uptake of these tools that you could potentially be bringing some innovation into their industry, either through your own business or by consulting or selling something into theirs. And ultimately, the last thing I'll leave you with before we end this episode is, don't be afraid of this technology, but do tread carefully. And what I mean by that is where, you know, the regulators are not regulating us. Like we talked about how the governments, like we're moving too fast for them to even keep up. And you look at, it's been like this for probably over a decade in technology. But this AI has a far bigger impact on society. And so we'll either see governments come down with a hammer out of fear and just try and shut things down. I don't think that's going to be good for anyone. Or we'll see them do what they've done with most other technology and really not keep up, and the technology just eventually explodes, and then maybe they try and figure out some regulation, but it's by then it's probably going to be a bit too late. So we're in a self-regulated Wild West time when it comes to AI right now. So just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. I can't tell you what the right answer on this. There are going to be some times that you come across something that maybe it's a gray area. Should I do this? Should I not? An example, in a conversation with Mike, he shared about something that he did for a client. They had a problem with a model who they didn't have the rights to use their image. And he demonstrated how AI could effectively change the model so it was no longer that person anymore modeling their clothing. It was still their clothing, but it was no longer the likeness of that model. But this was a gray area. So he said, look, I've shown you what can be done, but I'm going to suggest you don't use this. So just because we can do it doesn't mean we should. And that's, you know, someone like Mike who's going there, hey, I know this can be done, let me demo it. And then saying, well, actually, we probably shouldn't do this. There's going to be plenty of people out there who will not have that pause and they'll just go and do it anyway. I can't tell you what the right answer is. That's going to be something I'm going to leave to you to decide where you feel you're comfortable going, what you feel is fair and good for society, for your business, and for others involved. But just be excited, be curious, explore, but do tread carefully. And just always remember, just because you can doesn't mean you should. It's not always going to be morally right. And you've got to make that trade-off, because even if you make the moral call and go, well, I'm not going to do that, there's a high chance that you're going to have a competitor out there who will not have that same level of ethics or morality, and they'll make a different decision and they may get the benefit of it. So this is the Wild West of business. Thank you for tuning in. You can find the show notes and links from this episode and all of our other episodes at rising.show. As I said before, please go and check out the full episode where I interviewed Mike Rhodes. He is an incredible thinker, incredible mind, really nice guy. We had an awesome conversation. We go deeper, but this was the highlights and some of my biggest takeaways. Until I see you in the next episode, keep up the journey.
You've been listening to Entrepreneurs Rising. Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. I appreciate your time and look forward to connecting in future episodes. If you would like show notes or any resources from today's episode, you can find them at rising.show. Rising.show. You can find show notes for this episode and all other episodes, as well as links to socials and the ability to reach out and connect with me, make your suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, keep up the journey.
This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.